Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for May 9th, 2017. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking to Jonathan Jagger about trafficking of BK channel subunits in arterial myocytes. The diameter of an artery is controlled by the contraction and relaxation of arterial myocytes, which are the muscle cells that surround arteries. When these cells contract, the vessels become narrower, a phenomenon called vasoconstriction, which reduces blood flow and increases blood pressure. When these cells relax, the diameter of the vessel increases, a process called vasodilation, which increases blood flow and reduces blood pressure. When the membrane of an arterial myocyte is depolarized, this activates calcium channels, causing a rise in intracellular calcium and causing the cell to contract, which leads to vasoconstriction. But membrane depolarization also activates big potassium channels, or BK channels, in the plasma membrane. These channels allow potassium to flow out of the cell, which repolarizes the membrane and causes the cell to relax, leading to partial vasodilation. BK channels consist of two types of subunits. One type forms the pore of the channel, and the other type regulates the activity of the pore subunits. A new study from Jonathan Jagger's lab at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center shows that depolarization of arterial myocytes increases BK channel activity by promoting the trafficking of the regulatory subunits, not the pore-forming subunits, to the plasma membrane. Jagger spoke to me from Memphis. Hi, Dr. Jagger. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Hey, Annalisa. It's a pleasure speaking with you today.
First, let's talk about BK channels. These channels are multi-protein complexes that are formed by alpha and beta subunits. How do those two types of proteins, the alphas and the betas, cooperate to control the activity of these channels?
So the alpha subunit is essentially a channel protein that when it opens, allows potassium ions to exit the cell. Alpha subunits are themselves regulated by signaling messengers inside cells, including calcium, which is a principal activator of BK channels in arterial smooth muscle cells. So for BK channels to be functional in arterial smooth muscle cells, alpha subunits need to couple to an auxiliary subunit called beta 1. A principal function of beta 1 is that it increases the sensitivity of alpha subunits to intracellular calcium. Beta 1 allows alpha subunits to sense physiological increases in intracellular calcium concentration. So without beta subunits, alpha subunits are basically unresponsive to physiological levels of calcium in arterial smooth muscle cells. So, basically, in arterial smooth muscle cells, beta 1 subunits are essential for BK channels to be functional.
BK channels are activated by membrane depolarization, and their activation partially reverses depolarization by allowing potassium ions to flow out of the cell. In the context of arterial myocytes, is that a feedback mechanism to ensure that arteries don't constrict too much or they don't constrict for too long?
Yes, that's correct. First, let me say that voltage or membrane potential is a key regulator of vascular smooth muscle contractility and arterial contractility. Stimuli such as an increase in arterial blood pressure cause membrane depolarization, which leads to vasoconstriction. And this, in biological terms, is called a positive feedback mechanism. When arterial depolarization occurs, it also activates BK channels in arterial smooth muscle cells, and activation of those channels partially opposes the depolarization itself. So the activation of BK channels reduces the amount of vasoconstriction. In this case, activation of BK channels is termed negative feedback. So the net effect of these positive and negative feedback mechanisms is an artery that is partially contracted.
In the current study, you found that the membrane depolarization of arterial myocytes led to activation of BK channels by stimulating the translocation of the beta subunits to the plasma membrane. How did depolarization cause those subunits to translocate?
So, previous work suggested that membrane depolarization activated BK channels through direct effects on the channel proteins themselves, particularly the alpha subunit. Our study discovered an additional mechanism by which membrane depolarization activates BK channels by regulating trafficking of the beta-1 subunits from inside the cell to the plasma membrane. The sequence of events we identified are as follows. In resting arterial smooth muscle cells, beta-1 subunits are primarily located inside arterial smooth muscle cells, whereas BK-alpha subunits, the channels themselves, are present on the plasma membrane, which is the surface of the cell. Membrane depolarization directly activates a different type of channel called a voltage-dependent calcium channel. And when these calcium channels open, calcium ions flow into the cells. Although we don't know the precise mechanism involved, these calcium ions activate an enzyme called Rho kinase, which then stimulates small organelles called recycling endosomes to transfer or traffic these intracellular beta-1 subunits from the inside of the cell to the plasma membrane.
Once those beta subunits have translocated to the plasma membrane, how do they affect the activity of the alpha subunits?
So once the beta-1 subunits are delivered to the plasma membrane, they couple to the surface-localized BK channel alpha subunits, and this makes them more sensitive to intracellular calcium. Essentially, the intracellular calcium signals that occur in response to membrane depolarization are then more effective at activating BK channels in arterial smooth muscle cells, and this causes partial membrane hyperpolarization and relaxation. If we interfered with the ability of cells to traffic beta-1 subunits through this pathway, membrane depolarization does not activate BK channels effectively.
This mechanism of regulation of BK channels that you've described, that is the regulated trafficking of the regulatory subunits, has that type of mechanism been described for other channels where the channel is regulated by how much or to where the regulatory subunits are translocated?
No, it hasn't actually. And so we had a PNAS paper a couple of years ago, which first described that beta subunits are not simply coupled to BK channels at the membrane. And that was the first paper showing that coupling of auxiliary subunits to their pore-forming channel subunit doesn't simply occur in the ER Golgi complex, and then those two proteins traffic together to the plasma membrane, where the auxiliary subunit modifies some property of the channel. And so our paper that was published in PNAS was the first evidence that different subunits of ion channels can traffic through different mechanisms, and that regulated trafficking of auxiliary subunits could be a feature of ion channel physiology in many different cell types.
You know, it may be an unusual mechanism for ion channels, but for other multi-protein complexes, it's a fairly common means of regulation. The cell controls activity of the complex by controlling when and how much of certain subunits are available to the complex.
Yeah. But regarding ion channels, the conventional view was that ion channels couple to their auxiliary subunits and those protein complexes traffic together to the plasma membrane, and that regulated trafficking of regulatory subunits could be a physiological mechanism in many different cell types and for many different ion channels that are multi-subunit complexes with auxiliary regulatory subunits.
Dysfunction of BK channels then would presumably promote vasoconstriction by reducing the ability of blood vessels to return to a relaxed vasodilated state. Does reduced activity of BK channels contribute to diseases like hypertension and stroke?
So the evidence suggests that arterial smooth muscle cell BK channels are altered in cardiovascular diseases, including hypertension, which is a disease associated with vasoconstriction. Some studies suggest that BK channel activity is higher, and others indicate that BK channel activity is lower in arterial smooth muscle cells of hypertensive subjects. So the data are not consistent, requiring additional research in this area. What's important is that mechanisms that regulate the trafficking of BK channel subunits in diseases such as hypertension have not been studied. So a logical extension of our paper would be to investigate whether dysfunctional trafficking of BK channel proteins is associated with cardiovascular disease. Research in this area may help to sort out some of the inconsistent findings that have been described in the literature.
Jonathan, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Annalisa. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
That was Jonathan Jagger discussing a paper by Leo and colleagues from the May 9th issue of Science Signaling. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook. On behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.